Well, the headlines are very clear. Home prices still going strong. We've watched Michigan home prices, by and large, climbing back up from the depths of the Great Recession. Here's a for instance. Detroit area home prices, 16% higher than just a year ago, according to the Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Home Price Index. What that means is that in the six counties of southeast Michigan, home prices are at a level not seen since 2008. And word from West Michigan, home sales are chugging along even as the big summer home sales season winds down. Realtors in West Michigan say their big challenge, finding enough listings to meet the demand. Rebounding home values means more people are able to tap into quick cash through home equity loans. But Detroit Free Press personal finance columnist Susan Tomport has a warning if you're eyeing a home equity loan, and that warning is, be careful. Susan, welcome back to Stateside, and you have a clear warning?
Yes, it's not always going to be easy to get that home equity loan or line of credit, but that might be a good thing because back in the go-go days, that was how we were papering our debt and getting into lots and lots of trouble. So the lenders are going to be a little bit more cautious, but you still might be able to use some of these lines to maybe pay off some debt. We interviewed one woman who was going to get a new driveway. So it's pragmatic things, not like just going to Disney World on your home equity.
Prospects have improved, haven't they?
They have improved. They have improved quite a bit because the home values are there. You can't obviously take out a home equity loan if there's no equity. Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, told me that the Federal Reserve data right now shows that homeowners' equity nationwide is up $2.6 trillion, and that's by an increase of about 40% through March compared with the bottom that was in the second quarter of 2011. So obviously we're picking up on some values here. This increase, Zandi told me, is driven both by the rising home prices, but also, you know, there's some mortgage defaults in there, which is going to reduce the amount of debt outstanding.
Mm.
So you do have this upswing in equity. Some of the lenders are in the early stages. One of the reasons I first started writing about this is that Discover is getting back into the home equity loan business. They're marketing that to their customers. But, you know, when you see a lender coming back into the business, that's always a little bit of good news.
So could we say overall home equity loans would be an attractive option for families, say, looking to pay a college tuition bill or to pay down their credit cards?
It can be a good option. You should compare on a college loan, though. The first thing you're going to obviously want to do is work on those. We've talked about this, you and I, before, on that federal education loan. Those are the best because there's all sorts of, incentives there. The rates are still pretty good. You know, you don't just want to jumpstart and go into the equity. You do need to remember if you default on a home equity loan or line of credit, you've got more troubles than with a student loan.
Yeah.
So that's an issue. And there's some tax breaks here, of course, for many people on these home equity loans. So it is another option that you can consider. Two things you really want to know is you're going to have an appraisal, and you won't be able to take out as much money as you maybe had in the past. We give you a pretty good example in my column at the Free Press, which is still online. But if you took a home valued at $100,000, just using round numbers,
mm-hmm.
And then say the mortgage was $70,000, you might think, oh, I could get a line of credit, for $30,000. No, that's not the way that's going to go. It's not simple math. The homeowner is only going to be able to borrow $10,000 in that example, and some lenders aren't doing them as small as $10,000. Some lenders are only going to want to do $25,000 for a home equity loan or higher. So it's going to depend on how much equity. Right now, the experts are saying that the lenders want the homeowner to retain 20% equity in the house even after that first mortgage and taking out a home equity line of credit. Obviously, the reason is they got burned last time, right?
I mean, yeah. In fact, we're seeing this everywhere. I know just from personal experience and friends who have gone through it, even if you're trying to go through a home sale, it's a different world out there. There is so much more that's demanded in terms of documentation and this and that. So you're seeing the same kind of caution on behalf of the lenders when it comes to home equity offers.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, it just depends. If you're able to qualify for a refinancing, say you didn't get that 3.5% rate, you might still look at refinancing your mortgage, but instead of doing a home equity line, to take some equity out. But right now, the experts are saying, you know, the folks at Bankrate.com are saying things like, well, you know, many people can't tap out the equity in the home because they've got a low rate. So if you've got a low rate of 3.5, you're not going to want to, you know, refinance. Right now, the folks at Bankrate.com said on a 30-year mortgage, the average is about 4.74%, but that's up from December, which was 3.5%, you know, an average there. So it's been ticking upward, you know, on the 30-year mortgage rate. The question is, you know, will it come back down a little bit here? Mm-hmm. The Fed is supposedly going to try to, you know, tinker with things. You know, so you don't really know where the rates are going to go. But right now the rates aren't too bad to do some of that home equity lending. And what they're saying, too, is you really want to shop around because the community banks, credit unions, they're showing some renewed interest. So maybe if you see a advertisement from a big national company, you want to compare it with maybe the smaller bank or the credit union that's in your area. And, you know, with credit unions, I want to make out one, you know, point here. A lot of times people think, oh, you have to work at a certain company to belong to a credit union. A lot of those restrictions are gone. They left many years ago.
So if you look at the whole situation, Susan, and even looking ahead, does it feel like the housing prices and home equity possibilities, would you call it rosy, or what term would you use?
Boy, we'd like to call it rosy, wouldn't we? That's where we would like to say, hey, it's great.
Yeah.
you know, I'm hard. It's hard for me to tell because listening to the different reports, you hear two different things, and it may be a two-tiered kind of a market for housing. You hear the first-time home buyer is having to come up with a 20% down payment. It's much harder to do. You know, that's where some of these issues may come into play. Is it a better home, you know, that it might be for a boomer who's trading up that you're trying to sell? Because maybe that home's, you know, value will go up a little bit. We aren't at the bottom anymore, obviously, from the numbers that we're hearing about, from the increases in prices. We're not at the bottom, but many are warning that this pace could be slowing, and many are warning that, you know, maybe some of the certain homes in certain markets or sizes, you know, it's still going to be hard for a younger person to buy a home with all that student loan debt. So, you know, it just will depend on the size of the house and the location. But the good news is, you know, that we have come back quite a bit. The question is, what does that mean when they say the pace may be slowing? You know, does it still mean we're going to see some growth? I guess the thing to think about is if you're an investor and you're thinking, oh, I'm going to double my money on this house in 2 or 3 years, you know, that's probably crazy. That's probably not going to happen.
Well, and as you say in your headline, be careful. Detroit Free Press personal finance columnist Susan Tompor. Always good talking with you, Susan. Thanks for your time.
Great to talk to you, too. Thanks.